I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I go to the movies occasionally. I'm one of these characters that the last one to leave the theater because I'm watching the end credits. The guy's sweeping up under my feet.
I do the same thing, and I've even complained when the projectionist turns it off before the credits have rolled.
Sometimes I notice there's bug handlers.
Yeah, the bug wrangler or insect wrangler. Now that insects are becoming more and more popular in film and commercials, there's got to be some way of getting them to do what you want them to do on cue. So they hire someone who becomes part of the crew, and they're known as an insect wrangler or bug wrangler. They will work with the director to help design a scene to make it appear as though the insect is doing what you want it to do when you want it to do it. You don't train insects to do anything. You just sort of work around their behaviors. There are three top bug wranglers in the country, and I've had the good fortune of working with them all. Norm Gary was a bee behaviorist, and when I did a series of children's videos a few years back, he was the bee wrangler. Among other things, I remember him standing out in the parking lot, attaching a little cage with a queen bee to himself and then releasing all these bees, and he was just covered in about 50 pounds of honey-stuffed bees. But he's worked on a number of films, including The X-Files and Fried Green Tomatoes and A Walk in the Clouds. Another friend of mine that I've worked with over the years was Ray Mendez. He provided 20,000 cockroaches for the film Creepshow.
Oh boy.
And wrangled another 5,000 for an MTV short that developed into a full-length feature called Joe's Apartment.
Is that where he raised 20,000 cockroaches?
Yeah, could be. What's interesting about Ray, among many things, is that he's also a noted authority on naked mole rats. Naked mole rats are a burrowing rodent that's native to East Africa, and they have a social structure similar to that of termites. And you'll see naked mole rats in some insect zoos drawing that parallel. Another good friend of mine who I've known for many years, and probably the best of all three of these gentlemen, is Steve Kutcher, a Hollywood bug wrangler for many years. He worked on The Exorcist 2. He was one of several spider wranglers for Arachnophobia. In fact, you remember all those drone spiders that were running all through the house and everywhere? Well, after the film was done, he had this huge cabinet full of little deli cups, and each one had a spider in it. He also worked on Jurassic Park, and you're probably thinking, well, what was the bug thing in Jurassic Park? But if you remember at the very beginning where they were talking about how they got DNA,
yes,
as they extracted it from these giant mosquitoes in amber, petrified pitch, and Steve was the one that put together a hunk of plastic to
Simulate
his amber, yeah. And they had a crane fly, which is not a mosquito at all, but it's this giant leggy fly, and they used a bit of an insect pin to give it the impression of a long penetrating proboscis. Now he's using insects that create art. You know, he's dipping their feet into different colors of paint, hissing cockroaches and desert stink beetles and things like that, and letting them walk on a canvas and really creating some amazing works of art.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.